May Rabbi Rabbi Shai. I want to thank Rabbi. No, let me see where I'm holding over there. I want to thank Rabbi Yosef Yaffe Shlita and Torah Anytime, Kavish Gacha Pratis, and Kalal Lashi. I want to thank the Eivishta for all his wonderful chasadim, for creating me and all these lovely people around me, one sweeter than the other. Every time I sit down to talk, I'm amazed I have a tzarech in gadol. How didn't your mothers eat you guys up? Tzarech in. Such sweeties. How is it that your mother, how'd they manage? Yes. I want to call up everybody's mother and congratulate her on her self-control. Had you a sweetie like you? Come on. How come she did, they, your mothers didn't? Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, but I'm not joking that you guys are dreadfully holy and pure. And your faces emanate with your Shemayim and Midas and Bikush. And of course, coming to me makes you even better. As good as you are, if you're coming to me, or then you must be super. Like, if you're coming to me, you are the... And by the way, I mean all those guys inside the machine. What's macht there? What's that, Zach? I mean, all the guys in the machine, you guys also are part of it. Anyway, so, Erev Purim. Hey, listen to this. I'm speaking to people who are doing my stuff. This fellow had a horrible world until I told him Shar B'Tochen. And he told me his life is turning around with the power of Shar B'Tochen. Another fellow tells me as soon as he dials my number, his anxiety, within a minute, his anxiety diminishes. He doesn't reach me. He just dials me. That's enough. You have to reach me. But he rather knows my rule about that. But I got plenty of cases where they didn't even know. Right, Midal, something happened. As soon as I dialed you, my problem is gone. I promise you. A woman in Yerushalayim. As soon as that was the day I decided on that. You know, maybe I should make every day a new, that's the matzav. You don't have to reach me. Don't worry. You can reach the Eibishter, you know. I think he's a better idea. Get a bracha direct. You have to go to me. Go direct to the Eibishter himself and get a bracha. Eibishter, help me. I've done that. I like brachas from people, but no people around. Eibishter, I'll get one straight from you. And you'll see the nisim I have in my life. You have to be a tamim. A tamim. Tiam Hashem Elikecha. You have to be a tamim. Not smart. Smart guys are dead. You know who's brilliant of the whole Purim story? Zeresh was considered one of the most brilliant women in the history of who knows what. She knew, she was there. By the way, Haman and his Rebbetzin both knew how to learn plenty good. You see the exchanges that, how you doing? The exchanges that Haman has with Mordechai. And Haman tells Mordechai, doesn't it say, you're supposed to be Makdim Shalom? They knew everything. He knew Mishlei. Haman knew everything. He was a Tom. Haman was ganz ausgestiegen a Fed. Ausgestiegen a Fed. Haman knew it all. He did. He started asking, you know the Chazals? He knew how to learn. Haman was no Amoritz. And Zeresh? One of the problems I'm afraid was that Zeresh was more qualified than he was. I think that was the something wrong with the marriage there. It was one of those marriages that you gotta fit, you know. Not like the Nevada marriage. Wait, who? Fit what? She's a lady. What's more? You want more? What are you? A man? A lady? And it's a done deal. What do you have to get complicated? She's this type and that type. The type is not just the Vardig. The Europeans, Bahal, there was a lot of that stuff going on. They were super happy people. They didn't even think once, are we cut out? What does that mean? We cut out the Matashtikel Breitz. You have some bread? Okay, don't bother me. Have some bread to eat. Goodbye. You have to get complicated. Anyway, so So anyway, so Homer Zeresh was brilliant. She knew everything it brought down. He had a lot of friends. I want to tell you something. Please, my Rebbe, a Talmud of Rav Nosson, told me that I was more quiet until he got a hold of me. And he encouraged me to be more outgoing. And he told me, what am I doing? This guy? He told me that being socializing and becoming popular, that's everything. You hear this? I heard this from one of my rabbis. He's not a kid. This person from Rav Nosson's biggest. That's becoming popular and being friendly. That's everything. And I started hustling afterwards. I started, okay, let's try to be popular. You daven for it. Now I'm davening the other way. Have enough already. Have enough. I've covered till. So I need a break. I'm joking. Anyway, that's what he told me. Be popular. Don't be pop, but daven for it. I want people to like me, to run after me, to come. I used to daven in Pearl Shimshin. Those days I used to learn a few stories. I learned, you know, a lot. And I'd like to have to be popular. And right afterwards, a whole bunch of guys came over to me to ask me questions. Oh, now this is good. Now they're all coming over to me. Somebody noticed it. Because, hey, you know, they're all running after you. It happened a few times. I daven and I get service. You know, besides Hashem sees that's a sincere tefillah. The guy wants covered. This man is real. He's asking for covered. Okay, at least he means what he's saying. So they came after me. So, sometimes I want to be left alone. A lot of times. I want to be left alone with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Left alone. Get close with him. There's nothing like it. Keep close with him. Keep you happy. Yes, you're going to say, anyway, another guy calls me up and he says he has anxiety problems. And I told him, laugh. And every time, all he does when he gets anxious, he has serious, you know, he just laughs and boom, the anxiety diminishes. That's something. He just laughs and it works. Laugh! Just laugh. Make yourself laugh. Now watch. I had a murder gemaisa. I had a call. Somebody has a serious, a very, very serious, court case going on where, okay, let's say Getzel and Shmerel. Getzel is burying Shmerel. Mom is burying him. And Shmerel is going on for years and years and years. They're destroying his life. There's all different issues and fights back and forth with all kinds of money and with custody and Zachim. And he loses his pants, this poor guy. And he called me up. And it's so, his relatives are trying to, there's no way, because the other guy's loaded with money, and the other guy is extremely dominating. And now today, the big thing is control. This guy's control freak. You ever hear that? Control freak. Everybody seems to be into that sugya. This guy's control. He's controlling. Now, I pride myself. My wife controls me. I'm very happy about it. In fact, I learned that from my Rebbe. Make sure your wife controls you. So you learn how to be an anav. I'm not kidding. I have a line that I draw every now and then, you know. I have my space. But I want my wife to step all over me. What's wrong with that? I watched my Rebbe, Rebbe Isa, the way he's schlepping along, and his wife, is it? We got to, you know, and he goes like a shmata, b'shita. Yes, I am a shmata. What am I, a shmata? Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to be. You want to be an honor? I heard this about Rav Gershon. Rav Gershon, he walked around like this, but boy, you could push him around like no one's business. He loved it. They're looking. The real honor wants to be a shmata. Boss me around. Hachno. You know what hachno is? You want to really be a bal gaivanik, then you're secure. And you're not so worried about people controlling you. So let them control you. It's the Abish anyway. Hashem amalekalo. David HaMelech was a king, you know. You're not supposed to control the king. And Shimon Megeir is cursing him, calling him Retzes, a Nayef, a Reiteach, a Mamza. I'll get this out. He calls a Mamza. You know, he calls a Melech a Mamza. Yeah, it's an unbelievable story. And David said, well, it's don't leave him alone. It's the Yebishter, Hashem Amalekal. David wasn't so you call me a Mamza, so what's wrong? I mean, okay, maybe. I guess I'm not a Mamza. But still, so he can let him call me. I mean, what are you getting so much sugar for? And he had his nephew, Abishai Ben Tzri. He says, I'll chop, it's the Lushan, I'll chop off the head of that dead dog. You know, kill him for that one. Marba Malchus, you're crazy. I call him Melech Mamza, throwing rocks at him in public, which is disgusting. And especially when David's suffering, he's running from the palace from his son, Avshalom. David doesn't mind. Oh, you call him Mamza. That's not, oh, a Nayef? Okay, I'm a Nayef. A Reiteach? Okay. Yeah, how do you like that one? It's something to think about. You know, next time someone does something you don't like. So, get bounced around a little bit. So what? You know what they tell you? There used to be a book around, an English book, for a Yid. I know Adam Godel used it. He needed to be Adam Godel, world famous. They all the Gdalen pictures. He used to use it. He was an American. And he told me that he used that book. The book was there to teach people how to relax. He was not relaxed. He was a very, very stressed type of person. He was a man who finished Kola Teira Kula regularly. He was going and a tzaddik yisayidayim. He told me himself that he looked at that book. He needed it. You know, nowadays I don't feel comfortable with secular stuff because there's so many from stuff out there. You know, it's, I don't know why you have to run to them. We have a Yiddish Keppel don't hurt either, you know, when we have us. But anyway, he looked at, and part of it, I remember that book, you have to make yourself feel in your mind like a sock that's hanging, like a piece of, to calm down all those, all that constant restlessness. Picture yourself as if you're on a clothesline and you're hanging and you're in Gansen like limp. You're limp. So look, they recommend that. I know, Mises, people who had nervous breakdowns that were cured with that. But I tell you, I know a certain, at least one or two other, it was recommended to use that thing because they, and that's one of the things, to feel like you're a zero. So if you want to conquer all your stress issues, decide that you're a limp piece of laundry that's drying out, and you all calm down, and you don't have no, instead of, what did you call me? What? No, you can't do that to me. What do you think I am? What is this, a chutzpah? What is it? See, you're busy fighting all day. What do you fight for? The fighting is gayus, which sometimes you should dap your hat. Sometimes there's a makom for gayus, don't worry. But sometimes be a limp. The anova brings menuch, you know that? Anova and sharakniya and shar betochen are first cousins. Except sharakniya, I don't recommend so much because before you learn sharakniya, you gotta pump yourself up and hold from yourself. You don't want to get depressed. It's going to tell you, remember your mamavis, you know. You know what? You want to think of your mamavis? Rabbi say, let's get moving. I know a yeshiva, Nevada yeshiva. every Friday was dedicated to Yom HaMavis. They were the happiest kids you ever met. Super happy. Yom HaMavis. Anything, any problems? Oh, you can't. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. You're right. You can't do that. No. No. Mandel, how could you talk about Yom HaMavis? That's, no. You're already, you're off the derech. You're supposed to be positive. I want to tell you something. You want to enjoy this world. You have to realize there's another world, or else you're not going to enjoy it. Because when you're losing your teeth, when something's going wrong, you think it's a mum kavua. Everything's a mum kavua. When you have something not so perfect with the kid, with the wife, with the this, you think it's there to stay. What? It's a mum iver. It's, you're not going to be here forever. Who cares? So what's the difference? You got to pass those tests with the Eibishter, that's all. Whatever, this happened, that's, you're not so popular, you're not so, who cares? Anyway, so, now Haman had a very hard time with, he was heavily involved in making an impression. He was big into that. He needed approval. He needed lots of approval. He wanted to be known, and he wanted to be famous. He wanted to be loved and respected and admired. That's what he was. The kid in my class said, Haman means human. Everyone's like that, no? And if one person is not bowing down to you, calls us in and he's shoveling. It's over. I'm traumatized. That's what happened. He went with sugar. And his wife, Zeresh, was brilliant. Now, he had a lot of buddies, Haman. He was popular. See, a minute ago I was talking how it's important to be popular. Now I'm going to speak a different tune. It's good to be popular, but not to be semich on them. Or else that's not healthy. If you're going to be semich on being popular, what happens when, whatever, they're not there? Well, for whatever reason. So you're dead. Now, Mordechai, he doesn't say anywhere that he went to his buddy, the Zeresh Ishtai. He didn't have none of that stuff. Discussing things, who hurt my feelings, and they made a whole meeting. What did he do? All the meetings were, Haman's covet is at stake. What do? We have to make sure you're covered. This is serious stuff. His covet was endangered because Mordechai took away his covet. Chutzpah, how can you do that? So they were very involved. And Zeresh, Chazal said him, he's way ahead of all his chevra. He had loads of, he had 100 kids. How many kids did he have? He had 100. The 10 kids, that's part of the game. He had a whole chasana. Haman had children and children. He had a beautiful family, right? Lots of nachas. When people, this one's working for the king, each one was ever a governor. When people feel they don't have that many kids, and it bothers them because the sibling, the so-and-so has so many kids, and one of the things that Haman was boasting about was Roiv Zara, you'll see, I have so many children, so you can't be, you won't be able to say what Haman was able to say, I got a big family, so you're not Haman, okay. I tell this to people. Calms them down, plenty good. So I don't have a large family. So what? It's a nice thing. It's wonderful. And what if you don't? So you're upgefrekt. You're shegit. You're a bum. If you don't have a big family, you're a drenishkin spadik. It's a mitzvah. Every kid is a kodesh kedoshim. And the more the better. We are from Jews believe the more, but what if it's not? For whatever reason. So what? So I don't, you know what I would do? I knew a yid who did not do well with his own children. He was a yachid. He was the only one. Everybody was doing great, except he had the worst. I don't want to say his name. Tzadik Yosei Deilim. You know what he told me? His life was Ayin Taiba. He was busy all day admiring everyone else's kids. He was running to their simchas and being so happy because he believed, Leisha Samach Bidulas Ochid. And you know what that means? If you're happy with someone else's, then whatever the other guy has belongs to you. You know that? Reb Tzadik says it. The Drosha Saran says the same thing. You know the drush. You heard my latest find? Drush is Saran. Says, Urim B'tumim is not supposed to be part of the Cheshin. Urim B'tumim lights it up, and you have, you're better than a Navi. You know everything, and it's Ein Chazeres. A Navi is Chazeres. So, since he gave up Nevuah to Moshe, Moshe, you're the Navi, you're everything, and I'm, he didn't mind, and he had no kinna, says the Heligaran, because you weren't Mekana, your brother, and you were happy with him, guess what you're getting? Now, what did he get over you? He got Nevuah. And you're a Kayin. A Kayin is not, it's different. I'm giving you more than Nevuah. I'm giving you Urim V'tumim, which the Ran says, which Nevuah, that's Ein Chazeres. There you go. And you got a Rishon when you're happy with someone else's stuff. How lucky you are. Who cares? So I'm not. So I'm going to go around the rest of my life watching, oh, look at the Rosh Yeshivas. I don't like it. Somebody told me about one of the Rosh Yeshivas in a big, big place. And he said, you know, Mekanim Mekana Zayin. I've heard that expression very often. It can be Mekanim. I can't stand the expression. What kinna? What are you drinking a cup? Why aren't you happy for the guy? Mekinna. You have to have kinna automatically. If someone has something very big, oh, kinna. You got to have, oh, he's a Rosh Yeshiva. He gives so much. What kinna? Be happy, and then you got his shear. His shear is yours. Say you're happy. I know you're not happy. You're not happy so fast. You make believe. Come inside. Rabbi Wilhelm, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Yep. Be happy with the other person. Do that all your life. This Yid used to spend his whole life running. I used to watch him and his own family. Did he have a mess? He had, like everybody had nachas, that's how he had the opposite. He had a mess. What he had. I once was at his house for Friday night, and he had a kid coming in. One of his kids came in, long hair. Like, you know, it wasn't enough that he was out of Yiddishkeit. He wasn't getting up in the morning. He was locked up in jail. He had a real nachas, you know, the real thing. You know, there were stories about his family that we don't want to talk about. Like everyone else had nachas, he had the opposite. And I saw his boy came in Friday night. And I remember the way his face lit up with this aggravating kid who was a depressive zero who never got up, who ended up in jail for who knows what, who never got married. And I saw him. Okay, we're going to call the boy's name, Chaimel, right? Chaimke. As soon as he came in, I saw in my own eyes, he held out his hand, Chaimke. He was going wild. Chaimel, it's so good to see you. No. Chaimel. He loved his Chaimel, who destroyed his life for him. He loved him. Because, in the Nevadic terms, because of you, I got so much bizyanus, I lost all my Gehenim. Chaim, what would I do without you? If you had been a normal Nachas kid, I'd be shaking, what's going to be the next world. But because you're such a nasty schnook who doesn't get up in the morning and who brings aggravation 24/7, I have no Gehenim. I feel like a million bucks. Chaim, you're my dream. I love you to be. He didn't say what I just said now. He didn't vocalize it. But I know him. He used to learn Musa an hour a day. When he used to learn Musa, he looked like a melech. He's alone. He wasn't from the big, he was a more quiet, not quiet, but more calm. He was very calm. He told me once, his betachin was a little bit different. I heard steer the good things. He once told me, by me, whatever it is, it's perfect. He wasn't more into that. I guess after a while he decided he better go that way. So it is, but the other ones I hear different. Everybody does what works to him. Like the Heilige Chavos Abba says, I never woke up in the morning to see a certain situation and I want the things to be different. That's the highest peak of the Tochen. I know a very big Mutzel who lives with that. He takes over the world. This guy's a bomb. And he told me that's his thing. I love every morning he gets up. I don't want anything different than the way it is. Try it. It's, look, I want to warn you. Most of us, and I encourage, I want this, I want that. What's going to happen? Why do you want it? Because then you'll be happy. I can guarantee you, as soon as you're happy with that, there's going to be something else in your mind that's going to, again, stress you out. So why don't you just be happy right here? What do you have to keep looking? I'm saying it's very kedai. I'm defending a mahalas that I don't always talk so much about it. You're a great listener. When are you going to be a therapist? He's good. You're all good listeners. Anyway, Chayimel, the way he loved this Chayimel. I remember another Navardiga whose son, he wanted him to be B'nai Torah, desperately. All of B'nai Torah, he used to talk all day, B'nai Torah. That was his thing. And his kid, one of his kids was like, you know, he was like this, you know, oh, B'nai Torah, got the wrong guy. He just wasn't ever going to go in that direction. He was just the opposite. Come inside. So anyway, so you know what he did? You know what he said about this? He said, he used to tell me his son was very good in wine, making wine. He used to boast about his son all day long. He does such a good job. And he knows how to cook. He knows everything that you're begging. What's with learning? And he was chalishing for a Ben Taira. And he put all his cases in how to cook and how to this. He knows how to fry egg. He knows how to make omelets. He's beautiful. He's gavah. He told me this. And he meant it. He was boasting about his kid who's doing so well in the opposite of Taira. No. You see that? They learned how to accept. They had an Eben of Gershon. Who taught them? It's all your bad midos, all your aggravations is all, what are people gonna say and think? That's the whole aggravation is what are people gonna say? I'm trying my best, leave me alone. I need to make everyone satisfied. So I don't have a family like my friend who has 15 kids and I'm struggling with my 2.5. One of them is not 100%. And this one, and my wife, I mean, I didn't marry the world tzaddik. I know someone like that too, whose wife, everyone else's wife was not shaykh. They were all nashim. One of them, like, she was obviously not part of it. He didn't make it in 100 different ways. I don't want to talk. She simply wasn't. He loved her. He loved his wife. He loved this. I don't want to talk about it. And not in Ruchni, is not in Gashmi. She was like, she rather made good cookies. That's the, that wasn't bad. Outside of that, I can't say she wasn't nice, but she had no shaykhs with the madrega of these other, and he loved her. He loved his wife. I used to see him together. And she yelled at him, of course. And the more she yelled, the more he loved her. That's a good wife. A wife that doesn't yell, you're no fun. How am I going to get Olam Haba with a sweet, loving wife? She's not what we're looking for. With kids that everyone's doing what they should be. Oh, this is a disaster. You know the mice with the Arizal. It's a mice with the Arizal. But you got to learn Musa for this. Hearing it from Mandel is helpful. But if you learn a lot of Musa that encourages this type of stuff, You'll beat it. Your mama's taco won't care after a while. Because all the people around you aren't affecting you. He's doing okay. He didn't make it. He doesn't have nachas. He doesn't know how to raise kids. You ever hear people talk? They're in banging in your ears even when they're not there. 24/7. The messages, covet. Oh, he got to see the condition. Nice chasanime. Oh, he's from. He's not so from. Oh, he's too mis, too modern, too this. He's too from. He's this. He's that. You know, it's all over the place. He struggles with panos. He's never. He's not. He's not. He didn't really. He's too quiet. He's this. He's that. Yeah, it's all COVID. 24/7. It kills you. The garbage. more covered than this and this. Is my speech good? You better say yes. Who's got a fix? He had to give me a bracha that the telephone should last. Oh. I have a skula. My telephone. My telephone. I once said, you got to watch what you're saying. I once said, I get along beautiful with people, but machines, I'm not always see eye to eye with machines. Machines didn't like what I said. That's, you notice this? Every time, this breaks. Are you okay? You're going to put me back on? They always conk out on me in the middle of talking. Hey, where's your Derech Eretz? Middle of a speech, and suddenly, boom, boom, boom. They have to teach the machines Derech Eretz. No, Erech Eretz. They call it Erech Eretz. I'm sorry, Abdullah Yoda. What did I say? Erech Deretz? Did I get it? Did I say it right? Erech Deretz, no? Erech Deretz. Wait, give me some more mashkels. I'll learn how to say it right. Did I say good Erech Deretz? Is that what it's called? I'm sorry. But I'm telling you, it's givalodic. You know what that is? Givalodic. How do you say it? How do the itchies say it? I'm partially Sfarad. You know, how do the itchies say givaldic? How does it go? Oh, givaldic. Oh, I'm getting it. One of these days I'll no, his phone is still, this phone has seen better days, right? He's better? Baruch Hashem, we have Rabbi Yosef Yaffe Vosmach there. Now, so, Purim, Rabbi say, I have a big problem with Purim. In Purim, I say Manishtana. Purim, I say Manishtana. That's my minute. Manishtana, today, and all the days of the year, I always am a little bit somewhat meshuga. Manishtana today than usual. I'm always somewhat Adelaide. I'm so very up to Adelaide. Why, mine is not a Purim than all the days. It's a problem. I have a problem. I have identity crisis. You know, people, I mean, the days, I'm not good at, I confuse Purim all year round. I'm always getting confused. Isn't today Purim? Anyway. So, I told somebody that I am Baruch Hashem, not terrible, I'm about half Meshuggah. I'm half Meshuggah. And I say, for this dur, that's doing great. For this generation, that's all? Just half Meshuggah? Not bad. That's a great accomplishment. Do you know that by the Breslovers, they say they're looking to be a little Meshuggah. You know that? Because they say Simcha is a gullus. Because they look at a guy that's happy, like he's funny. He's a little too, he's jumping around, you know. They look at him funny, you know that? And they say the only way to really get the simcha is to act a little nutty. The rest of us say that. So you gotta be abyssal. My Rebbe, Reb Chaim Halpern, used to tell me about himself. I've been abyssal in Meshuggah. I'm a little Meshuggah. I say, being Meshuggah is a deraisa. It's a beforish apostate. Well, Yisa Meshuggah mimarei necha. Being Meshuggah is a deraisa. Rabbosai. It's not a deraisa. I'm a git. Anyway, when am I going to start speaking for? I got to get the time straight over. Okay, I got it. Okay, wait. Sorry, still got to talk. Anyway, I had a Mephis goalie, Menach Shemayim, this guy with the court case, and they're going with sugar with custody with Zachin, and a guy was a basket case. He called me up, and with his relatives, they don't know what to do because the other side had money, and power, and controlling. You ever heard about that? Controlling. Don't control me. No. And they're controlling him. I said, control. I love it when my wife controls me. That I can work on that another. You must have a controlling wife. I'm sorry. Let her control. Okay, there's limits. Don't get carried away. I said, but let her control wife. I want her. Anyway. So what was I saying? Here comes a mic. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. And the guy, they were losing their pants. It was Rachmanis. The way they described it, he says, I can't deal with details. I always do this. Okay, they want to ask me, Eitzes, what to do. I says, go to your Rav. I don't know. I get brachas. I'm a Rebbe. You're going to start with Eitzes, how to do. I lost you. You know, I can barely hold top by a Tysus. Now I need to hear you too. A Tysus is nothing compared to you. With the court case and how they did me in and out that. And yesterday they came by and they're controlling me all over again. And the kids are going to the other side. And I don't know what's going on. What? I lost you. What's going on? I'm giving you a buha. I do that very often. I don't have the patience. I have 100 people calling me. Each one has a whole chasana to tell me. I say, buha! Boom! Next! Buha! Whoa, they all work, by the way. Best thing, just give up buha and get lost. The best thing. So anyway, so listen to this. Listen to this. So the guys, now, I says, now one thing I found out, this guy's divorced. And again divorced. And again, he's one of those, like, you know, it's an ongoing matzav. Nachamol tzim didmol, you know. I know a guy. He was divorced about 4 times. So he was going around for money. I think he was collecting a little. He's an American living there for sure. And he was inviting people to the chasana. And he says, don't worry. If you miss the chasana, you'll be another time. Yes. here goes. I brainwashed this guy to know. I says, I followed. They had the best lawyer in the state. I know that lawyer. I know the lawyer like a fool. No one start up with that. If you mess with that, you lost. It's like Achi Seifo, you know? They got that lawyer. Don't even dream that lawyer is a viper. That was described. A lot of people don't know. This is the number one in the whole state. So I says, I far from the lawyers, and I'm not scared. But the lawyer, Tussim, Mahadam, Hektachnishton, you won, I'm guaranteeing you, they don't do it. Watch, they're going to get sidetracked, they're going to make a mistake, and everything is not going to work. Bam! It's not working, it's not working. I don't go with rules. We're working, and so everything has to, cause and effect. You know, Abdesa says, cause and effect is Achizei 9. You know that? Cause and effect is what Abish the cause and effect. Anyway, I left off the whole thing and I calmed them down. I got a phone call the next day. I promised them, you want everything. The next day, and they're going on for years and years of aggravation. And they go, you get hysterics when they're always hysterical all the time. The very next day, they get a letter in the mail that the guy who's out to kill them by mistake sent them a letter of his secret, his strategy that he's going to do to bury them. That he wrote so-and-so. The next day, they got a letter. You sent it to the wrong person. How's that one? That's Aleph. Now the guy's cooked. That's Aleph. Beis, for the first time in this guy's life, he didn't get hysterical. Because I sort of like, I don't know what I told him. I davened for him. He didn't get hysterical. All the people involved was so impressed. Like he got the kids. He got everything. It's unbelievable. It's a new world. This happened within hours of my. So that's one of my latest mojsim. Not bad. What? You want to hear some more? I tell you, got mojsim. What are you talking? My mojsim are getting better every time. I want you to know my mojsim. You know me. I'm the Maifas Hador. Anyway, do I thank that I'm able to help so many people calling me up. Every time I finish speaking, I walk out, I says, the best Maifas, you forgot. I do. You forgot this one and that one. So, whatever, Shechina Medaberes. Eibishter wants me to say this, Mipus. How many people are off medication? Say, call me up. Say goodbye to the medication. One after another. Because I'm kaifa in everything except for the Eibishter. I'm kaifa in problems. Or by Shmola, by Pola, I make fun of it. And you know, when you make fun of something, it loses. Amalek means making chayzik of ruchnius. So I say, Meyoivait Chakmeni, Eliyahu Navi is going to be, he's coming soon, Mashiach is around the corner. His derech on Avodas Hashem was, oh, maybe your Avodah Zarah is out in the men's room or ladies' room. He's a psukim. He didn't say men's room or ladies' room. Ulai derech ulai. You know what derech means? You're going on a trip into the toilet. It's a pasuk. Oh, yeah, no, he's laughing. 400, 850. He's one against 800, and they're all tough guys, and they know they have a desire. And he's laughing at them. Oh, why don't you scream louder? You know what they were doing? They were scratching themselves. That was the mission. That was their minig. But he's going to do. They take spears and cut themselves until blood comes out. That would attract their God to listen to them. Nope. Figure that out. And he's rolling. These upsukim. He's rolling. Aliyah Navi. Chazal say that how do you know that you're make fun of Avodah Zarah? It's Aliyah Navi. Aliyah Navi was a Navardig. That was a Navardig. 4 hours they left. Shabbat Shuba Drasha laughing at the Yetzirah. Laugh at COVID, silly. COVID said they don't like you. So you're not so popular. So who cares? Who needs that garbage? Who cares? So you didn't do so smart. So you didn't, so the guy gave you a dirty look and he gave you this and he gave you, so what? What do you care? You have to get all stressed out from the loss of COVID. You want to hear some Betachin stories? I'll tell you some Betachin stories. I'm with Nisim, I'm having money. The money's coming in like crazy by me. The guy gives me $400. And he, oh, okay, you wanted me to start? The guy gives me $400. A Rebbe gives me $100 cash. What if I'm talking with you? Good. Here, someone, one of the guys who was sitting here he's in New York. He comes, I want you to hear that. They come special from Muncie. From New York, by the way, they come from, what's it called over there near Baltimore? Silver Spring. You know who I am. Anyway, so this guy comes and he works for me and he needs money. As soon as I saw him, take the 100. A half hour later, got a phone call, have my some money, here's $200. That's Sunday. Monday, somebody gives me, I get $400. And one of the guys who works for me, I need 400. Here's 400. I desperately needed it. Here's 400. Before Shabbos, that happened Thursday. I gave him 400 and asking him questions. And how are you going to pay? Just before Shabbos, the guy, I said, look, I just had a mitzvah, mandel, $600. Then another bachur walks over to me in the street, $720. I gave 400. I get 720. The first time I did this in New York, I needed 1,000. I spoke in Borough Park for 200 people over there. The end of the drasha, someone writes me out a check. I gave a bracha that should be a shidduch and his el to the bracha. You know, see the el to the bracha is 22 is an el to the bracha. His nebuch 22-year-old bracha became. Don't ask. I got a mipus. A 32-year-old Hasidish girl became a kala with my. I instructed how to do it. Hock and cup, and only the mother was going with me. The father was laughing at the mother while she was saying, oh, she's engaged, she's fine. In 2 months, she got the bet. You know what 32 Hasidish woman means? At 32, she's old enough to be an El Tababa. A 32-year-old Hasidish girl? Come on. You're still not married. They're ready to climb the walls. And Mandel's bracha. Anyway, so where are we up to? Do you want me to start? Okay, here goes.